Welcome to AM Best Audio.
In recent years, a growing number of small and mid-sized businesses have fallen victim to cyber attacks. In fact, according to recent studies, 43% of cyber attacks target small businesses, and cybercrime costs small and medium-sized businesses more than $2.2 million annually. As digital transformation accelerates, these businesses are integrating more technology into their operations, inadvertently expanding their attack surface, thereby spurring the need for more robust cybersecurity strategies, including regular security assessments, employee training, and comprehensive cyber insurance coverage to mitigate risks and ensure resilience against the evolving threat landscape. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. And joining us now to discuss that is Hilario Itriago. He's president of Box Insurance USA. Hilario, welcome. It's great to see you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Likewise, Lori. Thank you so much for the invite.
Hilario, you were part of a panel discussion at the recent InsurTech Insights USA conference on driving accessibility and awareness of cybercrime for SMEs. Can you tell us about some of the key takeaways from that discussion?
Yeah, I mean, we had a great conversation all around, you know, how SMEs are trying to become more resilient to all these cyber attacks. And the reality is that in that world, you know, you have small businesses that are almost single proprietor LLCs, all the way to medium-sized businesses that in the U.S. at least are, you know, close to $100 million in revenue, if you can believe that, from a benchmark perspective. So we have to cater for all that, you know, spectrum, if you will. But the beauty of what we do at Box Insurance is we're in the predict, prevent, and protect business, particularly with regards to cyber insurance. And the reality is that regardless of the size of the organization, you know, the whole formula, it's about, you know, having your minimum controls in some cases and minimum controls plus some other critical controls that effectively allow these businesses to be in a better position to prevent cyber attacks. Why is that important? That's important because hackers need a training ground to really go and hack the big organizations that we always hear. We never hear about the small one. We hear about the big ones. And so small and medium businesses become that training ground for those hackers. And the reality is that it's all about having your hygiene factors well aligned for your business. And regardless of the size, the fact that you have your firewall, that you have, you know, automatic backups and your patching cadence correct, among many other things, you will be in a position to actually have a good framework for security and prevention for your business. And so the reality is that we're in the business of making sure that we protect any size of small and medium business, so long as they're aware that there are certain components in that framework that they need to actually be compliant with, if you will, to be able to be protecting their businesses.
So what are some of the new and evolving risks or cyber threats that these small and mid-sized businesses now face?
Well, you know, you can imagine that these days where AI is everywhere, you know, a lot of the risks for, again, any size of business in this case, it's all around, you know, the more sophisticated approach to things like impersonation. You know, people pretending to be someone else within the spectrum of business practices of a company and asking for a wire transfer or, you know, even a family member pretending to be someone associated to the family and saying, no, we need some money for this and that. And so that is the most, you know, pressing issue at the moment, because AI has made that a lot easier. You know, about a year ago, when we were saying the biggest threat to a phishing scam or ransomware was an individual hitting the wrong link, you know, on an email or things like that. Those still prevail and they're out there. But in addition to that, you have these other things that are far more sophisticated. All of this is clearly something that, you know, part of the conversation that we were having in the panel was, well, how do you prepare for those things that are coming? How do you prepare for the most sophisticated approach? And the reality is that it's all about training, assessments, preparing your workforce for understanding what is the latest and greatest approaches to try to, you know, get them, and how do you make sure that the maturity level of your organization, you know, based on your employees, are certainly improving all the time. Because once you have that first line of defense, you're in a position to actually then be more sophisticated on the technology second line of defense, which is the one that really protects any error or margin of error in the first one, if you will.
So when companies are hit by one of these attacks, what are the financial, reputational, or other implications on these businesses?
Well, you know, you have a few. The first one is clearly the one that they're being attacked for. So let's just take ransomware, for example. Someone takes control of your organization's data. They ask you for a ransom amount of money. And, you know, you're on the hook for that. You're nervous. You don't know what to do. But the real problem that you're really facing there is how fast can you solve that problem? Because the question is, it's not if, you know, you're being hacked, is how long that hack is going to actually take and how quickly do you respond to that. And so many of the things that we say, or among the things that we say, is, you know, it's not the hack that kills you, you know, it's how quickly you can react to it that actually saves you. And that's the really key important, because in insurance, as you know, business interruption is quite a big issue, whether it's due to cyber attacks or any other manner. We were talking about earlier about the flooding in Miami, for example. You know, any business interruption for any business in as a result of that, it's devastating. So it's actually that combination that really can kill your business. You know, you're being hacked, you're being asked for some money, you have to pay, and in addition to that, you've been a week out of business. How do you recover for all that? And so the beauty of this is, the better prepared you are, even if you're hacked, ultimately, is to be able to respond quickly to this. For us to be able to support you, you know, so that your business can recover as fast as possible, because the longer it goes, the worse it is for your business to recover.
Well, in terms of preparation, I recently read only 14% of small businesses are ready to defend themselves against these attacks. So how can small and mid-sized businesses assess their risk level, and what cybersecurity measures should they implement to protect themselves?
So that's a great question. So, you know, we think that it's, again, a combination around the protection and the prevention side of things, right? So the first thing a small business should do is make sure that everybody within the organization is aware of the risks that they could face as a result of a cyber attack. You know, making sure that people are aware is the first important line of defense. The second one is, you know, making sure that they actually train themselves. Not only about reading the documentation, being aware of what it is testing themselves with the latest and greatest, you know, situations that may happen. So training and testing is important, because that allows you and your organization to know how well prepared are you, you know, on a maturity scale to face or to avoid, more importantly, a cyber attack. And then the third one is actually what to do to actually face a cyber attack. Make sure that you have your risk transfer or your insurance policy, you know, in place, that your insurance organization actually allows you to react to that situation and manage that situation with you and for you. Because more often than not, many insurance companies out there for other lines of business, including cyber, would not have necessarily a service that actually helps them triage the situation. We've seen a very large percentage of the companies that we insured that, you know, when they contact us, that when they contact our Hackbusters line, they realize that actually they haven't been a victim. And in reality, we're in a position to help them avoid, you know, that claim altogether and that bad situation altogether. So, you know, learning, training, and testing are, you know, three important elements for organizations to be very well prepared in case they are victims of cyber attack.
Absolutely.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So what common mistakes do small or mid-sized companies make when creating cybersecurity incident response plans?
Oh, well, the first one is that doesn't happen to me. You know, that's the typical, right? You know, it happens to everyone else. It doesn't happen to me. And so the first big mistake is, you know, I'm so small, nobody's going to pay attention to me. Therefore, I don't prepare. Number two is they don't necessarily think of the different scenarios that cyber can actually compromise their business. So in other words, you know, the point we were making earlier, you know, be aware of how these people try to phish you. Be aware of how these people are using the latest impersonation techniques to try to get you. Be aware that your business, as small as it might be a part of a pool of businesses that hackers are targeting to make a large bag of money out of. And then, you know, the most important thing is that your critical controls are less than you think necessarily from an investment perspective. So in many ways, small and medium businesses says, I don't go there because it's going to cost me so much money that I don't need to do. Well, the reality is that it's not so much about how much money is going to cost you, which could be not that much ultimately, because what you need to have is a set of base business practices that allow you to have what we would call minimum controls to be insurable. And if you are not insurable, don't say that you're not going to be protecting yourself, because risk management is something that it can actively execute even without a policy. So we love to actually say to small businesses, you have to have your best practices in place, even if the first or the second year you're not insurable yet, but you're in the path to insurability, and people can help you get into that path either faster or sooner so you can actually get your actual insurance in place.
Well, speaking of insurance, what role does cyber insurance play in a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy for small and mid-sized businesses? And what are some of the common misperceptions or misconceptions about the coverage among business owners?
Well, you know, there's a few. One is, you know, cyber is a far more comprehensive product than people actually think for their business. Why is that? Because typically we've been used to get the traditional insurance for our business that it's all about the physical world, you know, the analog world. And the reality is that a lot of what we do in the physical world is today so interconnected with our digital world that we almost don't even recognize it. So, you know, one of the things that insurance brings to the table is, number one, that awareness as to how is it that your business is part of a digital chain that you need to protect, particularly because many of these times, that digital chain not only protects you, but protects your partners that you work with. So if you're part of a digital value chain that is protecting a much larger provider, you need to be aware that insurance is going to protect you and protect the value chain. What that means is, you know, if I'm not a victim of phishing or ransomware, I wouldn't be exposing any sensitive data, not only that I hold for my business, but that I hold for third parties. So that's super important. The second thing is that it actually, the misconception is, oh, it's just insurance. Well, the reality is that actually it's insurance, but it's also, and potentially could be, a competitive advantage. Why? Because these days, cyber insurance and many of our competitors, including ourselves, not only do we focus on the insurance coverage itself, you know, ransomware, phishing, computer attacks, etc., but we also focus on the tools that are out there to protect you actively from potential threats. And so when you're buying, you know, again, I'm going to speak for Box in this case, but when you're buying a cyber insurance policy from us, you're also buying risk mitigating tools that we operate to make sure that your business is actually being monitored and protected against those type of threats. And so think of insurance as a more digital, you know, active digital protection. Or if you think of the analogy back in the old days, it's like, you know, the better insurance you have, the bigger the moat around the castle, so you can avoid a digital crash.
Do many SMEs have adequate cyber protection today, or how are you working with your clients in this area?
It's actually becoming a lot more, there's a lot more awareness out there about having or needing to have cyber insurance. But there's still a lot out there that don't have any. So the way we work with our clients these days is to basically move into that awareness space that say, if you don't have cyber insurance, tell me why you think you don't have, you don't need cyber insurance. And I'll tell you what, you know, twice the reasons why actually you do need it. More importantly, it's not that they need it as business owners, it's that their business needs it to effectively be adequately protected to keep on growing. Because when you don't have cyber insurance, you're not protecting only yourself for an incident or your business. You're protecting your business from effectively not being troubled with avoiding any, as I said earlier, any digital crash that would come in the process of growing your business. And so we talk to them about that. It's a lot more than just business continuity. It's about business strategy. We also talk about the maturity of your business. It's actually perceived in a better light if you are actually protecting your organization and your partners, as I said earlier, with cyber coverage. And so it's a conversation. It's a training process. It's an awareness process that ultimately always is completely understood. And in fact, you know, these days, we're going beyond the cyber insurance for SMEs, and we're having a conversation around the insurance for the employees as well. Because if employees are the first line of defense between your business being safe or them clicking the wrong link and being a victim of a cyber attack, then you should also be protecting your employees with identity thefts and things of that nature, because ultimately we're all at risk. It's not just the entity, but the individuals as well. And so that's part of the process.
Absolutely. You talked earlier about AI. Going forward, how can technology such as AI and machine learning assist small and mid-sized businesses in enhancing their cybersecurity defenses?
So that's another great question. So we think it's all about staying ahead of the curve with regards to, you know, protection and prediction. What's going to happen here is, you know, AI is going to get more sophisticated across the board, right? You know, for the bad guys and for the good guys. But part of our complete belief is that if we use AI to stay ahead of the threats, to really communicate that to the business to understand how the threats look like, to find the cues that identify when something is false or is trying to cheat you, and you effectively can identify that without major issues, then AI is doing the job of protecting your business. But if it's all about a reactive measure, if it's all about, you know, being reliant on, you know, your instincts, then cyber is going to get you because the bad guys are as sophisticated as anyone else out there trying to protect you. So that's why we like to have the combination. Again, I know I've been repetitive, but, you know, awareness, training, testing, and keeping your business ahead of the curve, including your employees, so everybody is secured from the inside out.
And Hilaria, looking ahead, what's next for Box Insurance?
Oh, well, we're doing great things. You know, this is the part that excites us. We are working on a set of, you know, coverages that are complementary for our business. We think that cyber insurance, as one of your questions alluded to, it's going to be distributed in the traditional way, you know, the one-to-one open market type of distribution. But we also think that SMEs are going to be requiring, you know, to be offered cyber insurance in other adjacencies of their business. So one of the areas that we're seeing with a lot of enthusiasm is when you're in a position to embed cyber coverages with the subscriptions of SMEs going with cloud services or professional employment services or what have you. Because those businesses are going into those platforms looking for a solution, but also looking for security. And the more security those platforms are able to provide, the better service they're actually providing to their customers. We think that being part of that value chain, it's super important. The other thing that we're working on is we believe that the technology is an incredible component of the risk management. And so, you know, we've spoken about this right just now, but the more sophisticated, the more proactive technology we can enhance for our customers, the better understanding and better protection they're going to have. And that way, they don't have to rely just on the insurance policy for when something happens. They can actually be ahead of the curve for us to protect them to avoid something from happening. So those two fronts are keeping us busy, but we're super excited.
Oh, that's very exciting. Hilario, this has been so informative. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for your time, Lori. Appreciate it.
That was Box Insurance USA President Hilario Itriago. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.